It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The Northeast Kingdom towns of Brighton and Newark are appealing the state's decision to approve weather testing towers. These towers are one step toward building a renewable energy project known as Seneca Mountain Wind. For more on this story and a roundup of fascinating items found in VPR's public post, we turn to Amy Noyes. Amy reports for VPR's public post, a source of community news and town meeting minutes from around the state. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
So what is the town saying about its opposition to this project?
There are concerns that the transmission grid in the Northeast Kingdom can't handle any more wind projects. And on top of that, this is one of the least developed parts of the state. So residents are worried it will change the rural nature of the area. The Public Service Board's just approved 4 temporary meteorological towers in Brighton and Newark and Ferdinand. And opponents fear this is the first step down the wrong path. So, as you said, the towns of Brighton and Newark are formally appealing the Public Service Board's decision, since both towns have voted not to support the project.
And the weather testing towers are supposed to, as far as I understand it, determine whether or not there actually is suitable conditions. There are suitable conditions for actual wind turbines up there.
That's exactly right. So these 4 towers would just see if it's viable to have a larger scale wind project, which could have up to 10 times that number of towers.
And there's also another neighboring town, Ferdinand. Is that town taking a stand one way or the other on this project?
Well, Ferdinand's one of the places in Essex County that's so small it doesn't have a town government. It's a member of a governing body called the Unified Towns and Gores. So there isn't a governing board specific to Ferdinand to really take a stance on the towers.
Well, what's the next step for this Seneca Mountain Wind project?
The next step is the Public Service Board will consider the appeal. And between that appeal process and some conditions the PSB placed on winter tower construction, it's pretty likely there won't be any towers put up before next spring.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on this issue. Certainly a hot button one for the Northeast Kingdom and for the state. But there are some other things going on in the state, Amy, I wanted to ask you about. And among those is a perennial issue, a lack of interest in some small towns in serving in town government and in community service roles. This came up in Public Post this week. What's happening?
Well, yes, you're right. As anyone involved with municipal government knows, it isn't a new problem. Pretty much every town is wanting for volunteers at one time or another. This week, I saw Underhill's looking for Historical Society members, Halifax is looking for a Planning and Zoning Board member, and some towns like Milton have a long list of volunteer board vacancies on their town websites.
So not necessarily confined to a specific area of the state.
Definitely not.
And how are towns, or maybe these towns in particular, adjusting to their vacancies?
Well, Halifax just passed a resolution this month to reduce its Planning Commission and Zoning Board of Adjustment from 7 members to 5 members. And in the village of Derby Line, they just passed a charter change to address the same problem. The new charter language will allow people who live in the town of Derby but outside the village of Derby Line to fill posts like village clerk, treasurer, tax collector.
Looking ahead, Amy, in the near future, there's some discussion in Wethersfield about the Perkinsville School, which they've decided to keep, but there's not actually agreement on how they should be using that school. What's the story there?
That's right. What to do about the old Perkinsville School building has been on the agenda in Wethersfield for a long time, Peter. But some exciting things are starting to happen now. The select boards voted to keep the building, and they've decided to demolish a couple of additions that were put on in the 50s and 60s, and that will leave just the original 1879 school building. Right now, contractors are getting some hazardous materials out of the additions in preparation for demolition this fall, and now the big question is, what are they going to do with it?
And one of those possibilities would be for a food shelf, as I understand it, not necessarily to be used as a school.
That's right. The Wethersfield Food Shelf Committee would like to use at least part of the building, since there's no longer a food shelf in Wethersfield. But the select board hasn't made any decisions just yet. What is clear is it won't be a school. It's now owned by the town government, and it's not part of the school district, which is a separate budget.
Well, the school that is not a school, we'll have to wait to see what exactly it will be. Thank you very much for reporting on this, Amy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes. She reports for Public Post, an online source of community news items. Funding for Public Post reporting is made possible in part by the VPR Journalism Fund.